This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Chapter 3 of 1 Peter presents some practical applications growing out of what we have studied in the first two chapters. I would like to do what I call a chapter study of chapter 3. These are the things involved. As in all studies of the Bible, pray that the Holy Spirit will open the eyes of your mind and heart to discover truth. After reading the chapter over a few times, determine what you think is a good title. Then write a sentence that amplifies the title. List any cross-references that might clarify points made in the chapter. Also, take note of any difficulties or questions that might arise from what is stated. Develop an outline and then list some applications the Holy Spirit prompts you to make to your own life. When I did this, I chose for the title, Cultivating Healthy Relationships. I amplified this title with the following sentence, Healthy relationships grow out of humble, hopeful, and loving initiatives and gracious, respectful, and honest responses. Some cross-references I thought of include Genesis 12:10 through 20 regarding Sarah, and 1 Samuel 25 regarding Abigail, Ephesians 5:22 through 23 on marriage, Colossians 4:6 and Hebrews 3:6 on our hope, Genesis 6 through 8 regarding Noah and the flood, Philippians 2:5 through 11 regarding Christ's death, resurrection, and glorification. A difficulty could be, what is meant when Jesus preached to the spirits in prison? A question might be, was it right for Abraham to tell Sarah to lie and for her to obey him? We will do the next step in this study, developing an outline in our next visit.